still not quite clear on the answer to Vajrayana Karunadhamma's question. If you attained the first jhana or highly concentrated state, and in order to contemplate the characteristics of the aggregates, you have to emerge from that, because you're otherwise you'd be too absorbed with rapture or stillness or.
Not necessarily. I think that's one of the things. This is support for that, you know, that within that concentration, then the element of a directing of attention, one's attention to the experience of the five khandhas as being impermanent, unsatisfactory. Not self. It's also, I mean, in terms of even just developing the intent of even developing the jhanas, I mean, there has to be a directing of attention to the aspect of, oh, gee, this, you know, kind of a directed thought and evaluations. I'm getting tired of this, and I want to rest in something that is more refined. So it's a directing of attention. So as the mind gets more refined, then of course there's less, internal verbalization, especially after the first jhana. But there's still a directing of attention and a mindfulness, so that there's still a knowing there. And this is something especially in the Thai forest tradition. A very strong emphasis on this quality of puru, the one who knows, and that's your ground. And at all stages of the practice, there is this capacity of the mind to know
and to actively operate.
Yeah, you're not sort of non-functional anymore. Yeah,
contemplation is. Way more than just verbal thought.
Yes. Well, that's actually one of the things that Ajahn Chah saying, said that contemplation gets really good when you stop thinking. That's when you're really starting to make progress in contemplation, is when you finally shed the thinking mind. Which for us is sort of, what would I be without that?